Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to tell you about a man who was angry, but it wasn't right for him to be angry. I'm going to read you from Jonah chapter 4, verse 4, where we read this. Then the Lord said, "Is it right for you to be angry?" Jonah had results that the most ambitious preacher would be proud of. After a short, harsh sermon that was constantly repeated, a whole city repented so radically that even their livestock got right with God. God's mercy held back the promised punishment, because really, every warning of coming judgment is an implied invitation to repent. Even with these impressive results, Jonah wasn't happy. He was more depressed and angry than ever because God spared the Assyrians of Nineveh. The Assyrians were infamous for their cruel and brutal treatment of other nations, and God's people in Judah and Israel felt some of their terror. Jonah wanted the Ninevites to be buried under God's judgment, and it made him angry when they repented and God relented of that judgment. The prophet stewed in his anger for a while. He even complained that the burden of living with the spared city of Nineveh was more than he could bear, and he begged God to take his life. That's in Jonah chapter 4, verse 3. Jonah then heard the word of the Lord again, but this time it was for him, not for the people of Nineveh. It was a simple question. Is it right for you to be angry? As Jonah expressed his anger against God, it was good that he was honest about his feelings. Nevertheless, we should never think that all of our feelings, and especially all of our feelings towards God, are justified. God asked Jonah a question. Is it right for you to be angry? And God likes to ask us questions because they reveal our heart. In Genesis 3, God asked, "Where are you? Who told you that you were naked? What is this that you have done?" In Genesis chapter 4, God asked, "Where is your brother Abel? What have you done?" In 2 Samuel 12, God asked, "Why did you despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes?" In Isaiah chapter 6, God asked, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" In Matthew chapter 16, God, in the form of Jesus Christ, asked, "Who do you say that I am?" In Matthew chapter 20, Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" In Luke 22, Jesus asked, "Are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" And in Acts chapter 9, Jesus asked Saul, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now, sometimes when other people question us, we feel defensive and we wonder just who they think they are to question us. When God asks the questions, we know that he has every right to ask, and we know that every question God asks has a loving purpose behind it. If we are angry against God, he will ask us the same question that he asked Jonah. Is it right for you to be angry? And the answer must always be, "No, Lord. All your ways are right, even if I don't understand them." Sometimes we are angry against God or disappointed in him, or we doubt his good intentions. Remember, please, that God has never sinned against us, and we can trust him even when we don't understand what he's doing. Today, put that kind of trust on the God who loves you so much.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.